Hear ye the word of the Lord. 1 John chapter 3, reading from verses 7 to 21. Little children, let no man deceive you. He that doeth righteousness is righteous, even as he is righteous. He that committeth sin is of the devil, for the devil sinneth from the beginning. For this purpose the Son of God was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil. Whosoever is born of God doth not commit sin, for his seed remaineth in him, and he cannot sin, because he is born of God. In this the children of God are manifest, and the children of the devil. Whosoever doth not righteousness is not of God, neither he that loveth not his brother. For this is the message that he heard from the beginning, that we should love one another, not as Cain, who was of that wicked one, and slew his brother. And wherefore slew he him? Because his own works were evil, and his brother's righteous. Marvel not, my brethren, if the world hate you. We know that we have passed from death unto life, because we love the brethren. He that loveth not his brother abideth in death. Whosoever hateth his brother is a murderer, and he know not. And he that know no murder hath eternal life abiding in him. Hereby perceive we the love of God, because he laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for the brethren. But whosoever hath this world's good, and seeketh his brother, have need, and shutteth up his bowels of compassion from him, how dwelleth the love of God in him? My little children, let us not love in word, neither in tongue, but in deed and in truth. And hereby we know that we are of the truth, and shall assure our hearts before him. For if our hearts condemn us, God is greater than our heart, and knoweth all things. Beloved, if our heart condemn us not, then have we confidence towards God. Here endeth a portion of God's holy word. Lord, you have spoken. Lord, there is more than a mouthful that you would have uttered concerning the fact that we ought not to deceive, and we should stand in righteousness, and that we ought not to sin and allow the devil to control us. Lord, from the very foundation of the earth, mighty God, from the beginning when there was man, Lord, you know the temptation of Satan trying to deceive in the heart of mankind what was evil. Father God, for this very same purpose, you allowed your one and only Son, Jesus Christ, to come into the world, that through him we may be saved. Lord, we thank you for the ransom. We thank you, Lord, that you made yourself available, that in you, mighty God, there is life, and life more abundantly.
Thank you, Lord.
Lord, we thank you, Lord, mighty God, that you have exposed the devil.
Yes.
Father God, we thank you, Lord, that on the cross you were victorious. And because of what you have done on the cross, mighty God, the devil has lost. Father God, we thank you, Lord, that we have you. Father God, we thank you, Lord, that the things that happen in this world, mighty God, you have laid it plain before us. Father God, if they come into the world and speak not the things of you, then the light is not in them. Oh God, you said that we are light in the darkness. Oh God, let your light manifest in us, your people. Let your will and your way be done, Lord, each and every day. Let us be intentional in pleasing you. Father God, you know our hearts. You see our thoughts. You see our ways, Lord. And we come before the altar once more to say, Lord, we lay all things before you as mighty God. We abide in you. Father God, you said you and your Father are one. You said you are the true vine and your Father is the husbandman. And so, Lord, because we are in you, mighty God, we are connected to you. Lord, teach us all things that we need to know in order, mighty God, to move from one stage to the next, to move from level to level. Lord, we want to abide in you in such a way that we are joined to you, oh God. Father God, this is not just out of religiosity while we are here, mighty God. We come before you day and night, lamenting, seeking your face, Lord, so that we can be better individuals, so that you can equip us to go out, mighty God, and tear down the plans of the enemy, mighty God. We want you to teach us more of your ways, Lord, so you can be manifested in us day and night, Lord. Oh God, Lord, we want to know you. We want to know you better, mighty God, than we know ourselves. Lord, teach us, Lord, to know your ways, to know your truth. Oh God, rid us of the pride of this world. Rid us of the things of this world so that we can see you clearly, God. Oh God, mighty God, you have made your words clear. Oh God, that these things you have written concerning us so that we know how to live and abide in your truth and abide in your word. Oh God, we thank you for your anointing which teaches us all things. We thank you for your anointing which is truth and never lie unto us. You're never a God to lie. Oh God, we thank you, Lord, that for the confidence that you have given us, that all that we need in this world to combat against every lie from the enemy. Oh God, no. We know that he is a deceiver. We know that he's an accuser of the brethren. But even now, Lord, we thank you, Lord, that you have exposed him. Lord, we thank you, Lord, the enemy's tricks are never new. They're the same old, going around and round in rotation. Oh, God, we thank you, Lord, that you are the all-seeing, all-knowing, all-powerful, all-knowledgeable God. Oh, God, we thank you for your strategies this evening. Oh, God, we thank you, Lord, mighty God, that we are a church that is filled with the Holy Ghost power. Oh, God, we thank you, Lord, that you have armored us according to life and godliness. Oh God, we thank you, Lord, that you have given us the armory of heaven and that we have the battalion of angels on every side. Oh God, we thank you, Lord, that they have gone before us. Oh God, in every direction necessary, north, south, south, east, east, west. Lord, we thank you, Lord. Oh God, we thank you, Lord, for your direction. Oh God, we thank you, Lord, for your word and your truth. Oh God, order our steps. Oh God, we thank you, Lord, for even your manifested presence here in the sanctuary right now. Oh God, we thank you, Lord, that the enemy will never silence us. Oh God, no headache, no plan of the enemy will silence the voice that the Lord has given unto us. Oh God, the enemy is afraid of our roar, and we will never allow him to put us in a corner. In the name of Jesus Christ, oh God, we thank you even now that the very four corners of this place, this building, is covered with the undiluted blood of Jesus. We thank you for the blood. We thank you for the blood. We thank you that the blood never loses its power. We thank you that the blood will never rot or spoil. We thank you that the blood is as fire, oh God, burning inside of us. Oh God, we thank you, Lord, mighty God, that you are making a way even when we don't see a way. Oh God, we thank you even now. Oh God, we thank you, Lord, for your anointing in every corner of this place, the building, the floors, the ceiling. Oh God, we thank you, Lord, mighty God, that you are with us most importantly. God, Jesus. What would we ever do without you? Yes. How would we ever manage without you? Yes. Oh God, you are everything. Yes. You are everything, God. Yes. And I'm not just saying it to say it, but you are our everything. Yes. You are everything. You are with us all the time, everywhere, whenever we need you. Yes. Oh God, we thank you even now. We thank you, Lord mighty God. Teach us how to dwell in your word and dwell in your truth in the name of Jesus. Oh God, whosoever has the word of God, mighty God, is of light. Cause us to be like bearers of your truth in our going out and in our coming in. Oh God, we thank you, Lord mighty God, that no evil, no plan of the enemy, no ill spoken word that he has uttered over this place or over our lives will ever come to fruition. In the mighty name of Jesus, we are more than conquerors.
Yes, Lord.
Through Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. I thank God for that word. It just goes in. So I want you guys to write down this word, variance. Write down this word, variance. The scripture that he gave me was St. John 14th chapter. Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God. Believe also in me. Now, in the midst of her praying, and what he was telling me, it all, he didn't get the revelation. Let me share it. Variance. Variance is the fact or state of being in disagreement. A disagreement between two parts of the same legal proceeding that must be consummated. A license to do some act contrary to the usual rule. Not in harmony or agreement. It's a lack of it. Okay. The first scripture that she read was, if a man is righteous, if he do righteous, he is righteous. Okay. In order for righteousness to abound inside of us, God is the only one that can appear. But we must be in the right state of mind in order to be able to receive that righteousness that he wants to give us. But there is a variance going on in our lives because we have not come in agreement with the word righteous. You have to be able to come in agreement with something in order for it to take place. Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. If you do not believe God as the Creator, how can you believe Jesus can deliver you from being perished? That's got to come into agreement for this variance. Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. You know the letter, but you are not in agreement with the letter. And this is why the letter is destitute in our hearts, in our thoughts, and in our minds, because we are not in agreement with it. I'm gonna come up here so I can see everybody. We cannot be in variance, disagreement with anything that we go and pray for. If you praying for it, you gotta believe God to do it. You cannot be in disagreement with it and think you gonna get it. You cannot have variance in your thoughts, if you speaking it in your mouth, because your thoughts in your mouth are not in agreement. We got to get into agreement with what we think and what we speak. How can you speak those things as if though they were, but you think they ain't? You can't get it. How can you go and pray for something when your hope wavers and is not in alignment with now faith? You got to come into agreement. You have to allow yourself, me, you, him, her, they, we, and us, to be balanced. This is why he say, and I have preached on this before, be of a sober mind. Sobriety does not come in double-mindedness.
Right.
I believe God for this, but I don't believe him for that. But he said there's nothing impossible. You have to come into agreement in your mind with your heart, that it may come to fruition. There cannot be no variance. There cannot be belief today And then tomorrow I don't. And it's on the same exact thing that I'm hoping for. You're not going to do.
Thank God.
Variance has no room in our lives. How can I touch and agree with you, and you about that thing that you desire and that thing that you want when you're not in agreement with me that I can obtain? How? Because I can do all things. You got to come in agreement with that thing. You got to come in agreement in your mind that your heart won't be troubled. Come on, somebody. Variance is what hinders and stagnates us from obtaining the impossible. Did y'all hear what I said? God give me any and everything I want. Because I'm in agreement. I'm in agreement. Baby, I may not see it, but guess what? I believe it. Because I walk by faith. I cannot allow myself to be in a situation and it consumes me and deceives me that I cannot expect the goodness. So I'm in agreement. I'm in agreement, not just in my mind, but in my heart, that this too shall happen. I gotta be in agreement with that thing, or else I'm gonna sit on it. And if I sit on it, that means I'm taking habitation in it, right? Hey, no. Y'all already know how to sit and sit down, right? So guess what? I ain't gonna sit on that. We cannot have no variance in our hopes, because our hopes will cause us to be tossed to and fro. We need some agreement. So as y'all write down this stuff tonight, don't just come into agreement in your mind of what you think, oh Lord, this is what I need you to do, or this is what I want you to do, Lord. I'm casting my cares off you now. I'm coming in agreement that all things are possible, so I'm not going to be troubled. I'm going to take my hands off of it. And I'm going to let God be God. Why? Because he said he got some thoughts towards me. That is good. How do I know that? He sent his son Jesus, his only child. So guess what? I know there's got to be some really good thoughts. Here's a scripture in the Bible that says, eyes have not seen, neither ears have heard. It have not even entered into our imagination what he got planned for them that night. I dig you, Lord. With all your heart, body, mind, soul, and with all your might. Baby, you'll mess around and be skipping and doing it and skipping and skipping.
That's what does on roller skates. You escape. Yeah. I'm talking about escaping.
I'm like, what? If he take everything from you, love him still. Because, baby, you don't know. He took everything from Joe, but Joe got everything back two times.
Come on now.
If you taking this from me, God, I know you got something better in store. If you won't let me have it right now, God, I know you probably. I can't even imagine what you got in store.
Come on.
So I got to come in agreement with that. Not with what I see, not with what I'm going through, not with what the doctors say, not with how my body feel. I'm coming in agreement that by his stripes I'm healed. So there is absolutely no sickness, disease, virus, no ailment that can overtake me. Because I'm healed, baby. I came in agreement with that thing. Not just in my mind, but in my heart. And I'm healed today when the doctor said I want to live. See, I dare you to write your name on a sheet of paper and write the word failures and put it on this altar and mean it.
In bold.
And watch God balance you and stabilize you. And that don't mean you ain't gonna go through nothing. He gotta get you there. He had to get him there. Those scriptures that she read tonight.
Thank you, Lord.
If we move various out of our lives, we will not and cannot sin. And when we do, condemnation will not keep us there. She just read it. Variance got to go. It got to. It got to. It has no right, no power, no authority. Because variance is what?
Of the devil.
Devil. Mm-hmm. She just read this. It puts us in a place that we ain't got. If y'all can in the pit, Joseph was in. Did you, girl, why you just show me? There ain't nobody throwing down the room. It ain't no way I could climb that wall because I ain't got nothing to grab onto. Let's separate our minds and our hearts from variance, y'all. Come in agreement. And let not your heart be troubled. If you come in agreement, you ain't got no reason to worry about absolutely nothing. Because the stuff that we do trouble ourselves with, we can't do nothing about it anyway. So why are you troubling something you ain't got no control over and can't fix, can't? Can't call nobody and they can't help you, can't fix it, can't figure it out. And you troubling, saying nothing, you're biting your nails off, you can't sleep, you can't sleep, you're tossing and turning, can't even have a bowel movement, it's a mess. You
air, all the air and dysfunction.
Yes.
Jesus.
Got your chin in your neck, all kind of mishaps. Then here you go, if it ain't one thing, it's another. Okay, so that's what you can come in agreement. You agreeing with the negative. Instead of agreeing with the positive, this Bible is nothing but positivity. Better instructions before leaving Earth. B-I-B-L-E. Better instructions before leaving Earth.
I got to write it. I keep reading it.
For you won't see yourself burning down, never say.
Better instructions living on Earth. You can't go wrong with that book. If a man does right, he is righteous. We got to stop thinking evil, wishing evil, discussing evil with folk about other folk.
Come on.
I keep telling you, people, don't discuss it. Because I hear you.
Look, you better tell me.
And it's okay, because I ain't mad.
And I thank God for it.
I ain't mad. Lord, show you mercy.
Yes.
For they know not what they do. And then we wonder why we can't come in agreement. Because you ain't doing the right train. Trouble right train. That ain't right. And your soul ain't doing
right.
And what is it? It's of the devil. Did you just read that stuff?
Yep.
I ain't making it up, Emma. 1 John chapter 3. I'm not making this stuff up.
He that committeth sin is of the devil. For the devil sinned it from the beginning.
From the beginning. And he still sinned. And convincing other folk to sin too. All because of a mishap, or all because of a conversation or a word or even a thought. Now we sin. How? Think the evil, act the evil, do that. He said, if you have power and shut your bowels of compassion up, how you going to be able to? That's evil. I don't care if it ain't benefiting you. I don't care if you can't get nothing out of it. Because when you helping somebody else, you don't know how God going to have somebody walk up to you and give you a caboose.
Come on. But he said,
everything that you do it,
it don't matter.
You do it unto God. The Bible says.
Do it up there.
Yeah. So you got me.
Say it again.
Do it up there.
Okay. And he ain't got no respect for us. He say, if you love me, I'ma love you too.
Yeah.
Ain't that St. John 14 chapter? Mm-hmm. If you love me, I'ma love you too. Mm-hmm. It's our mutual love.
Well, how could you love me if you not love my people?
We read that this morning.
You don't love them.
That we read this morning. That was our chapter.
We got to come in agreement. We got to move this very inside our minds, our hearts, our actions, our reactions.
Hereby receive we the love of God, because he laid down his life for us. And we ought to live
on our lives. John 14?
Yeah. 1 John 3:13.
Read it.
16. Hereby perceive we the love of God, because he laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for the brethren.
Jesus.
We don't want to do that. Because it's all about me, amen. We on the way. If I can't do it, then I ain't going to even try to. And it don't make me no difference. I ain't telling nobody to give me
Jesus.
And God will, just like you stay in your way, and he'll stay his for you.
Yeah, because you don't know what type of door he's trying to get you up to. Somebody, the door that's going
to
get your open door.
He's trying to get you to your open door,
and you sitting there stuck, thinking you holding somebody else blessed up.
And God will open your door for them,
and keep your door closed.
Yeah.
I kept telling God, I saw all kind of doors open. And yesterday when I was in prayer, he said, big doors, little doors, powerful doors, mighty doors. He said, I could not even gather myself. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
What else can I do?
I'm in jail with you, Pastor.
It's been so many times that I even hinder or put what God has. That song that I play, it keeps happening for me. Girl, I used to be embarrassed or even try to bless somebody else so that they wouldn't be jealous of me or what God was doing when I'm not. That record say, I'm not going to be guilty anymore.
Oh, God,
that
care for me.
Say it like you can't share it.
Did you hear what I said?
Because, baby, you work for that.
I'm not going to give you my portion if he said, I'm going to teach you. I'm only going to bless you when he said, bless you. Because I ain't fit to stop your hand from overflowing in.
Okay.
They got a way to me.
Look, she's praying for it. Get away before.
Y'all know
what
I've been through.
Okay.
That song, we don't know your story. Did you
hear
what I say? I'm not just dragging anybody else, ball and
chain. No, you
I'm not doing it no more.
You take a step, I'm feeling. You know how little children be when they're trying to get behind the stove? Come on, mama.
Y'all know them chain cutters? They were snapping. I saw them leaves poop. Yesterday I saw. Right. Y'all don't know. I'm telling y'all. I could not even gather myself. Did y'all hear what I said? So I'm trying to help the people and folk. I told y'all I ain't come back to the bank.
Remember that thing.
I'ma say come on.
She said, y'all coming? Oh, y'all gonna stay there.
And that's been almost 2 minutes.
I don't throw your life around.
I'm in the door. I'm gonna catch it.
I'm not coming back.
I'm not even letting you walk over that dry land. If you want to drink that water, you ain't gonna
have to. I'm gone. Because you said, I can't swim. I ain't coming back. I remember.
I laugh at everything. You see? We gotta come in agreement with what God said about you individually. Yes. If He said it, it is so. Yes. Agree with it and stop. Oh yeah, He gonna do it for me. Well, okay, because He's doing it for me. Well, okay. Baby, I ain't even looking back because He told me not to. Okay. He said to go this way. So what I heard, did I hear something? Oh no, I didn't. For real. I don't care about you laughing. I'm so serious. Because we got to get to it. We got to come. If God said it, He can't lie. He can't die. And He don't go to sleep. Come on. He said my word will go out and do what? Perform that thing. So why you can't agree with what God said about you? So I've been praying all these years, Lord, study gift for me, people. Yeah. God, let them see, God. He will have you tell each and everybody what they is and who they is. You may not have stepped into it, but you got to come and agree with it that that is what you is, because that is what God's saying. And in the midst of Him teaching you, baby, you got to walk in authority and not pride.
My God, humility.
You got to accept that thing in totality. Not today I do and tomorrow I don't. If you say you're going to get a fleet, you come in agreement with that thing.
Okay.
Now, I don't know when that fleet going to come, but I'm in agreement that I'm going to get it, and it could be tomorrow.
Huh?
I'm in an expectation for it. Because He said I can have it in this life. I ain't got to wait to go to heaven and get a mansion, baby. Okay. I got one coming. Did you hear what I said?
Yes, I
did. I'm not comfortable where I'm at. Because I know my letter was. This is what He said. He said Sunday. He said the latter rain has come early. I ain't got to wait until the harvest season because He said it's right now. I'm in agreement with you, Jesus.
I am too, Lord.
I believe in you, Lord. Rain on me, Lord.
Rain
on me, God.
What
did He say?
Hallelujah.
Read it. You read it.
He gave me
Oh, you ain't got your glasses. Hagar 5:9. All
right. Hagar 2:5-9.
Chapter 2:5-9. That Lord just gave her another scripture to confirm this stuff. He just gave us a nugget, y'all. The Lord literally just gave us a revelation on how to obtain anything we want because he already gave us the key. He didn't say, I'm giving you the key. He said, I'm giving you the keys. So them are many doors. Baby, the doors I saw and what he said yesterday. Baby, I'm doing acrobats. Oh, wheel slide. Okay. You know how they slide on the third base? I'm sliding. Baby, okay. I'm doing all that. Did you hear what I said?
You ain't see me get down there and slip, baby. If I gotta get down, like a snake to get it out there. I need my.
Is it okay?
Okay. Read it online.
It says, according to the word that I covenant with you and when you came
covenant. Not covenant.
Covenant.
I ain't covet nothing. He said covenant. In other words, he gave us a promise.
Oh my God.
And if he gave us a promise, say guarantee.
I'm telling you this.
Guarantee.
Saying to me. Like, I told y'all about the author of covenant.
According to the word that I covenant with you when you came out of Egypt. So my spirit remains among you.
I told y'all I ain't in that wilderness no more, didn't I?
Mm-hmm.
Read that book, girl. Yeah.
Fear ye not.
What he telling you to not? No. Why you scared?
Fear not.
Yeah.
For thus says the Lord of hosts.
Who said it?
The Lord of hosts.
Baby, his word written in stone and in blood and in gore. He could speak a thing and it is so
the wind is
it can't be
changed. Come on, go.
For thus says the Lord of hosts, yet once it is a little while, and I will I will shake the heavens and the earth and the sea and the dry land. That shake right there. Mm-hmm. That shake.
I just want some hugs.
He gave it
at the other
baby,
shake me. Shake it off. Shake it. She was in the midst of the Lord was talking about them floors. Only thing she was saying, overflow. Baby.
He didn't look that shake. Remember, I had stopped because I know.
Shake it up.
Shake it up.
Shake it up,
Lord.
Shake it up, Lord.
Because it just went all the way, didn't it?
It won't go nowhere.
For real, for real. You got to believe that. You got to come into a brilliant God.
Haggai 5:7.
Chapter 2, 5-9.
For thus says the Lord. For thus says the Lord of hosts. Yet once it is a little while, and I will shake the heavens and the earth and the sea and the dry land, and I will shake all nations. And the desire of all nations shall come, and I will fill this house with glory, said the Lord of hosts. Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
It's coming.
I know the Lord they have lost the praise.
8:9-2.
Okay.
Silver is mine, the gold is mine.
You're not the whole by yours.
Yeah. Stop right there, please.
It's mine.
Come on.
Y'all think I be making
a oh, no, ma'am. You be taking me to your scriptures. I know it ain't.
Read it.
The silver is mine. The gold is mine, said the Lord of hosts. The glory of this, you ready? Now the house shall be greater than the former, said the Lord of hosts. In these places, I will give peace, said the Lord of hosts.
Okay. That's
right.
Your word.
Yeah. I know I'm having this prayer, baby.
The Lord said the earth is in the fullness of all that glory. He said the silver and the gold is in it. So why you trembling? I come in agreement with God right now in the name of Jesus that everything that he proclaimed, decreed, and declared on my life, it is so now in this life. For me. Now I don't know about
all for me, Lord God. I thank you,
I believe God.
All your promises
You got to start. You got. Sometimes you got to talk to your own self. Cause your own self will make you forfeit yourself.
Thank you,
Jesus. Come on.
Yes.
That's what he gave me. That's it. That's all. Anybody want to comment?